Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are chatting about all things watering. Whether you're watering your garden, your lawn, or your landscape, watering is one of the most frequent tasks performed in any garden or landscaping. And as we get into summer, with today being the official start of summer, and we've had some variable rain amounts across Cass County and in the region over the past several weeks, lots of folks are starting to think about, or already have been, adding some supplemental water to their garden spaces. Proper watering utilizes water responsibly, reduces evaporation and runoff. There are several ways to make the process easier, and we're going to learn all about those as discussed in the most recent issue of the Horticulture and Home Pest News. There's a variety of tips linked in the article. The top 10 watering tips that apply to all areas of the landscape include checking soil moisture frequently and watering only when needed. Irrigation should be needed when the soil feels dry to the touch and down 1 or 2 inches from the surface. Make sure you're watering the root zone, not the foliage or leaves. The roots are the piece of the plant that absorbs the water, and wetting the foliage doesn't provide moisture the plants can readily use. Wet foliage is also more likely to have disease issues, and if water is only directed to the leaves, many times they will direct the water away from the roots of the plant and onto non-target areas. Water slowly, deeply, and infrequently. Avoid a quick splash that will promote shallow rooting, leading to poor drought tolerance. Water in the morning to allow wet foliage to dry quickly in the morning sun without losing evaporation from the afternoon heat. Thoroughly wet the entire root zone. Apply water until the soil is moist down at least 5 or 6 inches. If you're unsure how deep the water goes, water and dig a hole to see how deep the water went. Again, if that water is only touching the top 1 to 2 inches of the soil, you're going to promote shallow rooting, which makes your plants more easy to blow over in a windstorm and also makes them more prone to dry out if they don't have deep roots pulling some of that deep soil moisture. Using mulch is another great tip to help conserve soil moisture and reduce the frequency of watering needed. Mulch can be used in nearly all garden settings, including vegetable gardens and containers, and should be applied to the correct depth and thickness for the particular plant you are mulching. If you're wanting more information about types and depths of mulch, we do have several resources for that, because the depth and type of mulch you'll want to use varies from trees to perennials, to annuals, to vegetable gardens. Don't overwater your plants. Check the soil moisture frequently, but only apply water when the soil is dry to the touch, 1 or 2 inches down. You can cause root rot in many plants if you keep the soil consistently damp, or even drown out your plants if they're constantly standing in water. Set an alarm or timer on your phone so you don't forget to turn off sprinklers, drip irrigation systems, or soaker hoses if you use those types of watering. You can also purchase a water timer that attaches directly to your hose to avoid running water for unnecessarily long. If you have garden areas such as annual beds, containers, hanging baskets, or vegetable gardens that require frequent watering, you may want to consider setting up a watering system such as soaker hoses or drip irrigation. Assemble them in spring before your plants get large and install them under the plants before the foliage is too broad and while you can still see exactly where the roots are entering the ground. If set up correctly, these systems can help save time and provide water directly to the root zone without getting water which can spread disease on the leaves. And our final top 10 watering tip, if you will be away from your garden for more than a couple of days, ask a family member, friend, or neighbor if they are willing to water, especially if there's no rain in the forecast or hot and windy weather. Especially if you have newly planted plants and containers, these cannot go for long periods of time without water, without causing damage or death to the plants. A few other specifics to consider. If you are watering trees and shrubs, they should be watered especially regularly after planting, every few days at first, and tapering off to 7 to 10 days towards the end of the season. Woody plants will need regular watering the entire first growing season and supplemental water when conditions are dry in the second and third years. Focus the water on both the original root ball and the surrounding soil when watering newly planted plants. Most of the roots for the first year are still in the original root ball, and you want to encourage them to go out into the damp soil around the root ball. Consistent watering when soil conditions are dry for at least the first year is the single most important task that will ensure long-term success when planting a tree. If you're watering annuals in containers, again, keep in mind that the soil here will dry out much more quickly than soil in the ground. Containers require more frequent watering. Check every day and water when dry. Especially by midsummer in high heat, containers will likely need water every day. Set up a consistent watering schedule so they don't dry out. Also, the type of pot matters. Unglazed terracotta or clay pots are porous, which means they breathe and will dry out more quickly than plastic-sided or glazed containers. If you're watering your lawn through dry weather, avoid using overhead sprinklers that spray a lot of water high in the air, especially in hot or windy afternoon conditions, as much water will be lost to evaporation. Use sprinklers that keep water lower to the ground and can be adjusted to change the delivery pattern so water can be applied directly to the area that needs it. Make sure your sprinklers are set up so they don't wet sidewalks or driveways where the water will just run off and be wasted. To reduce your watering needs, you can consider letting your lawn go dormant during summer. Cool season lawns can typically go with minimum water for up to 6 weeks in the summer with little long-term damage. And if you're watering in your vegetable garden, keep in mind that vegetable gardens should receive about an inch of water a week, provided by the gardener, if not provided by Mother Nature in that week. Keeping a rain gauge in your garden is a great way to measure how much your vegetables are getting. Most vegetable gardens will need to be irrigated at some point in time during the growing season to be most productive. Situate vegetable gardens near a water source to make this easier. Whenever possible, avoid wetting areas outside the plant's root zone to help reduce the germination and growth of weeds. So target watering in those roots is ideal. And avoid watering overhead in the vegetable garden. Wetting the foliage of the plants and surrounding soil promotes disease and weed growth. Hand water or install soaker hoses to deliver water directly to the plant's root zone. Lots more tips in horticulture and home pest news, including tips on setting up a sprinkler system and correct equipment, more detailed information on watering trees and shrubs, perennials, and more. Check that out in the latest issue of the Horticulture and Home Pest News. And of course, if you'd like information on upcoming events and activities here in Cass County, we invite you to check that out. We do have several things happening in the next week, including our Master Gardener Garden Tour this weekend and our Master Conservationist class kickoff next week. Invite you to check those out if you are not already registered for those programs. Lots of day camps coming up as well. If you have a youth in 3rd through 5th grade or 6th through 8th grade, we still have summer camps scheduled for those ages. Check out our website and get signed up for those today as well. If you have questions, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Visit us online or stop in to chat. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.